Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe it's Tree, maybe it's Lou, maybe it's Ted, maybe it's, I don't know. I just got some energy, and I want to thank y'all, before we even get into this thing, for giving me that thing to do this thing. Y'all talk about, what's up, Tree?
Yes.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, I'm doing good, boo. How you? I love the energy, though. I love it.
Girl. It's you know, Thursday is my most loved and hated day. I love it because I get the chance to spend 2 hours with Kale's people on Kale's Corner. I hate it because it feels to me like the most useless day. You so far away from Monday, yet so close, still far away from Friday. You know what I mean? And you at work and you like, oh, God, it's almost Friday. It's like that pre-Friday feeling. If you understand what I'm saying, if you can follow me where I'm going, it's just like Thursday is the most hated and loved day of the week for me. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. How was Tang's birthday?
Hey, bruh.
What's up?
Hey, bruh. Okay, so we did the horse thing, you know.
Okay.
Then we came back home, and I told him, okay, so we rode the horses, so you're going to have to keep on riding when you get home. Just a different kind of horse, if, you know, trying to keep it PG. Yeah. You know,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay, so we didn't know all of that stuff. But he had an amazing birthday. All of his friends called him, you know, because I think when somebody having a birthday or, you know, an anniversary, I don't think a text is good enough. I think you should call
right.
You have that person's number. I think you should call and so they can hear your voice. We're just so far away from voices now. Everybody want to be texting and doing all that crazy stuff. But he had an amazing birthday.
Right.
Everybody called him. All the people that counted, they called, and they wished him an amazing birthday, which he had.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That is what's up. I was thinking about it. I was like, man, and nothing bothers me more than if I can't remember if this day or that day or this day or that day is the actual birthday. So I just said, you know what, the hell with it, I'm calling every day of the week. hey look y'all.
Yeah.
he's just like it's not today, Kill. She was so patient with her brother, because I'm just like, happy birthday. Not today, Kill. So you know, we got
to tell you, Kill, hold on, Tang did want me to tell you thank you. You and your wife, I mean, y'all, Kale was amazing. He called my husband, and him and his wife, they sung my husband, you know, the happy birthday song in their version, you know, the Kale's version is over there, and they did an amazing job. So, Kale Reese, I said I love her for that, and thank you.
Yes, man, will do. She get a kick out of that. She loved doing that, you know. She listen, if it's your birthday, you her best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause it mean drinks is flowing and the herbals is showing. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, she with that 1,000. But I'm glad that my man, you know, enjoyed his day. And I'm glad that, you know, what he did, so many times, especially right now, with what's going on with COVID and everything, you know, we find ourselves wishing that we had an opportunity or a chance to say certain words, and we usually don't. So, hey.
Yeah.
I am so glad. I am so glad that you guys let us be a part of my man's special day. Now, girl. These playoffs, man.
Yeah,
playoffs, man. And you know, we're going to get into it. And I'm not going to beat the horse. Don't worry. You know, I know what I've said repeatedly as far as Scott Brooks go, so it really doesn't need to be said anymore. So I'm going to mention it, and then I'm going to move on. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it the heck alone. The NHL playoffs are continuing, and please forgive me, everybody. If you don't know your man by now, let me give you a hint. Once my team lose, I normally lose interest for about a week. Yeah, I normally lose interest for about a week, and then I pick back up on it. So we're going to be going back into the NHL and what's happening on next week, and I'm going to be sure to have the East Coast, West Coast standing, and maybe I'll just have my man Lou, you know, come in and give us his standing, because I believe his team is still going, and we'll just do that like that. We're going to discuss the latest rumors and talk about with the NFL, the latest rumors and talk about with the NFL. And I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers got his front office singing a song. Do you hear me? Them Bama's like, they a band now. They got a banjo, they got a harmonica, and LaFleur is on the mic. You know what I mean? And they saying, please don't go, baby, please don't go. But we're going to discuss all of that and so much more on Curl's Corner. Thank you all. I was real quick the other night as we was getting off, we were getting off air, and we were thanking everyone. And it just flashed in my head, Tree, why don't we thank people all during the show? And then that way we'll for surely not leave anyone out, because sometimes at the end of the show, you know, it gets so hot and heated, and we are having a discussion to the point where we may forget sometimes to thank and appreciate everyone. So we're going to give y'all love all through the show. My man Marcus, my man Lou, Big Boy Ted, you know, again, everyone, we're going to drop a word of prayer out for my man Ted, who's in the hospital. He don't know what's going on, but we know the man upstairs is in control. So after this quick message, 563-999-3782, guess what? We're going to be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that not our escape, sleep, walk, or wait. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in the state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends.
Yeah.
Hooligan, hooligan,
and hooligan.
Ready or not?
Ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, we get ready to get into this thing here. And we're going to talk about the occurrences in the NBA playoffs. First, Ms. Tree, give us a rundown of where everyone is as far as winners and losers and things of that nature.
Well, you know, okay, so let's break it down. The breakdown is, wait, where are we at? Here we go. Let's start with the Bucks. And the Bucks are leading 2-0 in that series. The Lakers and the Suns are tied up 1-1. The Nuggets and Trailblazers are tied up 1-1. The Knicks and the Hawks are tied up 1-1. Nets and Celtics 2-0. The Brooklyn Nets has 2, Celtics has none. Clippers are down.
Wow.
They letting the Mavericks tear them up. They 2-0. So the Clippers better get it together. And Washington better get it together. They up, Philly up 2-0 with them. So, I mean, it's looking like, I think the Clippers in Washington, I think in Miami, they better come on with it because they down 2-0. Go back to their hometown now. So that was the away game.
Right. Let me say this. Let me say this as far as the Wizards go. Don't count on the Wizards. Don't count on them. Philly is just a bigger team. And, you know, I watched them playing the Wizards last night. And it seemed at times they were playing with the Wizards, not playing the Wizards, but playing with the Wizards, like experimental alley-oops and no-look passes and, I mean, just all type of disrespectful moves shown by Philly. I'm going to say this about the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic is proven to be too much. He's proving to be too much. And listen, I know everyone, I argue with you guys profusely about I'm not a hater when it comes to LeBron James. But I can't stand Luka Doncic. So you can call me a hater. You can call me all the hater you want. I don't know why I just do not like him, Treat. I don't know what it is about him. But and listen, and honestly, guys, I have no reason to feel this way about him. But I just I don't like the way he carries himself. I don't like the way he showboats. I despise the way he begs the referees for penalty calls and you know, all after every play, every layup, every jump shot, he's like doing the most. The referees, you know what I'm saying? And it just, it bothers me to no end. I'm going to call a spade a spade. And Luka Doncic is just, he's too much for the Clippers. And it seems to me like everyone, just like throws the Luka responsibility on each other. Kawhi, Paul George, Patrick Beverley. And Patrick Beverley is a great defender. He's just too
right.
small.
Right.
He's too small. And Patrick went up to lay and needed, and he was just screaming, he's so small. And it irked me. It irked me to no end. I was like, hey, Tree. I was like, you Bama, you know such and such what, you boy. I cannot stand that dude. I don't know why. And I'm praying for help, y'all. I'm praying for help. But I just don't like this dude, man. I just do not like him. I don't like the way he carries himself. I don't like the way he begs the referees for calls every other play. I just don't like him. I just don't. LeBron
like
and them. You what?
Do you at least like his game?
No.
The way he played the game. Okay. Okay.
I don't like that. Throwing that. He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's recognized his greatness at what he does. But I still don't like it. I don't like him. I don't. But moving on to LeBron and Phoenix. I think Phoenix is in trouble because without Chris Paul, they're not the same team. They're not. And Chris Paul, did you watch the game the other night?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, well, you saw Chris Paul could barely move his shoulder, his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can be a motivational.
Chris Paul always get hurt in the playoffs. Chris Paul always get hurt either before the playoffs, get ready to start, he hurt. Or the very first like couple of games he get hurt. And
always.
So
always.
Why, I mean, even when they made the playoffs, I was like, he gonna get hurt, so he be out. They ain't gonna make it because he always get hurt. So I have no confidence in Chris Paul, even though he's a great player. He's just a great player to me, but he's just he's just a great player. He's never gonna make it to the next level because he's always hurt. At the wrong time.
Always. It's always something that you think is so simple, but it's season ending for him.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
Always. So I think we can count that series done. Now,
yeah.
New York and Atlanta, I think that's one that's going to go to seven games. Atlanta does not fear New York, and New York is proving to me to be a sometime team. And what I mean by that, it's like they pick and choose at what particular point they want to play defense, at what particular points they want to, control the game. So, and we all know you can't, your series is going to go seven. You know what I mean? I don't want to say that you can't win like that. I don't want to say that at all because I still believe that New York has a great chance if they get concerned and focused to win this series. I really do, but I also think Atlanta has a chance to win this series. So for the most part, I think that series is going to go seven games.
I think New York gonna win it in six, Kale. Only reason why I say that is because they stole one in Atlanta.
Right. Okay. I can go for that. Milwaukee and Miami. Miami, you guys were a great story last year. You were a great story last year. The injuries that you guys overcame to make it to the finals and everything that you guys put into it was magnificent. It was magnificent to watch and partake. But I'm sorry, guys. Milwaukee, they should have gotten a big man.
Yeah.
They really should have gotten a big man, and they chose not to for whatever reason, and they let, what's his name, Whiteside. They let Whiteside go, and it's haunting them.
Mm-hmm.
It's haunting them, and which is crazy to me because their general, what's their general manager's name? For Miami, Pat Riley.
Who is it?
Pat.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley usually makes great decisions. He usually makes great decisions and put his teams in great position. But for some reason, they let Whiteside go and they didn't even think about. Yeah, but they need a big man.
Yeah, he a big man, but he a young boy, that big, tall, dark-skinned guy. I can't think of his name. Let me look him up. Go ahead, finish talking, Kale. I'll tell you who he is.
Yeah, so you know, but congratulations, Miami, on your accomplishments this season. You know, congratulations to all the teams, including the Wizards and you know, the team gone down to. Congratulations to all of them, because to make it to the postseason is not no small feat. It is not a small feat. It's just somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. And I just ran down my take on winners and losers.
That's his name, Kale. Dwayne Dedmon.
Yeah.
Dedmon. And
right.
Then look.
Right.
But see, I don't understand why they're not playing Iguodala. He there, right? They ain't playing him.
Yeah.
Achua, he there. They ain't playing him. Oladipo stay hurt, so, I mean, you know, he there. I don't understand, Jimmy. I mean, you know, it's just a whole bunch of people there. Like Kendrick Nunn, he just got himself, you know, healthy enough to be playing.
Right.
So they went and got a big man. They went and got a big man, but the big man, I mean, they don't play him enough, to me.
Right.
Because if they got that big man, Dedmon, and then they got Adebayo, I play them all. Play everybody.
I said that the last show. You know, I don't understand why these coaches' rotation shrink like they do. I would play everyone that's available to me, everyone that I've grown accustomed to during the regular season. I would play them. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to come to you guys. I want to hear your opinion. What do you think so far?
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that came in this tale, we'll be busy. The clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, kick dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Compete.
Oh,
wow.
WUBA. I get carried away with that song. All right. First, we're going to go to my man, Lou. What's happening, Lou?
How are you?
Happy Thursday, bro.
Thanks.
So, come on with it.
You go ahead. Well, I mean, you were mentioning about, you know, was your biggest worst day? And I thought maybe always money was the worst day, but I get your point now. Anyway, you know, the Knicks look like they're right back in it now. I had solid performers last night. I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's go to my man Marcus. What's happening, Marcus?
What's happening, family? How you doing?
I'm blessed. Ain't got time for stress. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I know you want to talk about our team, man, but I don't really have much to say about them, man. You got to stick a fork in them, y'all.
Stick
a fork in them, man. Yeah, it's a.
You can say that.
Yeah, they too small. They too small, like you were saying. It looked like they not really all that motivated no more either. To me,
yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They not even playing they want to win. I don't know, man. I really, like I said, I don't even want to talk about them, man. Like for real, like they.
Okay.
Yeah.
They frustrate me as a Washington fan. You know, because I try to be on the love for all Washington teams. I don't care what it is, you know. But
right.
Like I said, it's something about the coaches or the essence of the locker room that just happens to them when they go to the playoffs, man.
Yeah.
It's like you can always bank on them making some dumb piss poor decision.
Right. I'm with you.
Out of body experience. I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. I don't know what it is, but it's like these guys just forget how to play as a team, and unity is just out the window. And is it, like I say, man, I can go on and on and on about these wizards, but I'm not going to do that. 57, come on, man. What you got to say, 57?
Hail to the Steelers. I think this is the year we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Come on, 57.
We're
going to
win it all.
Hail to the Steelers.
And everything. 50,
for
hail
real,
to
yeah.
the Steelers, bro.
Hail
to the Steelers.
You know, all I hear is mute me, DMV, Kale.
Y'all can't use.
Mute
so
me,
DMV,
Kale. That's all I hear.
The hell with the Steelers.
All listen. All I can hear you saying, 57, is DMV, Kale. Please mute me. Please mute my phone, DMV, Kale. I told you one time. Nobody likes premature activities. 57. No one loves the prematureness.
Well,
so, you know,
all I know is,
come on, basketball.
All I hear Marcus say, I don't want to talk about the Wizards, but we're talking about them.
Right.
You know, I don't want to talk about them either. You know, it's the same thing. This the best thing that can happen for us is to go out of this thing with a sweep. Four straight.
Mm.
We need to go out on our butt so we can get rid of this coach. They've got to be I know what everyone says about Leonis doesn't care as much about the Wizards as they do the Capitals. But think about it. We can never land a great player. All these trades that go on in the NBA, and we can never land a great player here other than Westbrook. That's been it.
Because of the buffoonery. It's the buffoonery Bill was drafted. Bill was drafted here, so you can't really count him. And I mean, come on, they gave him a max contract to stay, so Bill stayed here. But it's the buffoonery. It's the things like our head coach coming to our owner and telling him, oh, I'm willing to work for less money. I'm willing to accept less money to do the same amount of work, maybe even more. And people, these athletes, they're not dumb. Unlike the old days where it was mainly up to the general managers and you know, the people in the front office to make decisions and get things accomplished. Now you have the players who are making these decisions. It's the players who are deciding where they want to go and for how long they want to be there. And Washington is just not, for some reason, a desired location. Quiet as kept, that is why I was so mad with Kevin Durant. Because I was like, dude, come home, man. Come home, dude. We know that you care about this area because you had a parade in C Pleasant. You had a parade in C Pleasant. So come home, man. You know, change the thoughts when it comes to your organization, your hometown organization, because you can say what you want. It's the Wizards that gave you the hope and the dream to become an NBA player. Say it wasn't. Please say it wasn't. And I'll call you a bald-faced liar to your face. I'll call you a bald-faced liar to your face because you had no other team here to give you that motivation of the NBA. It was the Wizards. Now, you were able to watch the other team, but it was the Wizards. When you were in AAU and you guys had trips, it was the Wizards that you guys were going to see. Now, I'm not saying you owe anything. I'm not saying you owe anything to the organization. But damn, bruh. Damn, man. Make people, you know what I mean? And you, again, you don't owe anything. You don't owe anything. Right. But why wouldn't you want to come home, man? Why wouldn't you want to come home? And I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant has his reason. I'm sure he has his reason. But I just, you know, again, we can only blame this Wizards front office. We can only blame this front office because idiotic moves have been made. So we can't fully blame Kevin Durant, but damn, it would look good if a superstar would come to his own home. We know you love here. You had a parade, dog. We know you love home. You had a parade.
Yeah.
And no, Kevin Durant, you don't owe us anything. No, you don't owe us anything. But damn, man, how do you think that the mantra of your home team is going to change without you, man? Without you. Let's take another call. And I know he hung up. Go ahead.
But, Kel, let me say this to add on to what you already said, which was pinpoint on perfect. The Wizards have the worst commentators and spokespeople that any city had. Like, you had Buck Hanson, Phil Chenier. They were the worst. But Drew Gooden. Drew Gooden is the absolute worst. Like, we could be trying to get rid of him, like, right now. We don't want him to come back.
Y'all don't want him to come back
because the things that he say and the things that they put out, even Phil Chenier when they was there, the things that they put out, you know, in the media out there, it's always negative. Like, it's negative, negative, and they down in this person, they down in that person. But come on to Washington. You'll have a great time. Said all this. It's gunshots and people dying over here, and the world is coming to an end. And then you say at the end, come on to Washington, and maybe you can make a difference. What?
You know, and you just sitting there like, you know, you punched me in the face, right?
Exactly.
Let's bring my man Kevin in. What's up, Hula?
Kevin.
What's good? Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Man, beautiful, beautiful. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Man, fast up, different toilet. Everything
Thank
good, everything
for.
Good. But I have to say, I am not big on Kevin Durant coming here.
Okay.
I mean,
your reason?
Why?
Yeah,
we don't have
reason?
The rest of a team. We don't have the rest of a team. He's not going to be the reason we win with what we have, and he's not
so
done
Kevin.
It by himself.
Okay, but Kevin, let me ask you this. Stay right there where you at. Now, name me three other players on the Brooklyn team besides the big three.
Besides the big three. That's not a fair statement.
Name
the big three on the Wizards.
Yes, you saying that the Wizards have nobody here. We don't got nobody. There ain't no team on here. But
he
went to Brooklyn. He went to Brooklyn. It had to.
Yeah.
Hey, Harden, can you come with me? And you, Cole Kyrie. Yeah, we gonna yes, all three of us, we gonna go over there. Why you couldn't? Just like Kale said, he could have said, called them the same two dudes, and said, we're going to Washington with Bill and Westbrook.
I can dig it.
I say if Kevin Durant were to come home, Bill is out the door. You don't
Definitely,
need Bill.
But Bill would be the second man. Who would be the second man? Westbrook going.
Exactly. So you can't have one without the other because Westbrook ain't going for it.
Westbrook leaving. He ain't going to be here.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even count him. This is just a stopgap for him. I don't. This isn't his future. It's not, you know. He going to go somewhere else where he can succeed.
Right.
And not that they can't hear, but if you bring Kevin Durant here, automatically Westbrook gone. Bill, dude, he's a great third man. He's not your number two.
Right.
It's the way teams are built is crazy nowadays. We don't even have I don't even have anybody that I could think of that we would build around. I was glad we got out of the Wall contract, and as everybody can see, because they're like, how you get rid of John Wall? Yeah, Houston is getting rid of him too. So I'm glad we got out of that. Bill is definitely going to end up on a contender eventually because that's just how that worked. I don't know why or how, why you wouldn't build around or try to do that. Being a lifelong Bullets Wizards fan, I don't understand how they build their team. Never did understand it. We had four of the five starters that won the championships in Detroit, and yet we couldn't do nothing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring a star coach in and thinking he's going to do something. I'm right with you, Hula. They're going to bring the coach in from OKC that had everybody that y'all just named, including Westbrook, had all of them. On one team, Serge Ibaka, bringing you two, a whole bunch of other little minions, they was there with big names now. They was there then. And nothing.
Right.
Why not throw him in and now he got a championship?
Yeah. Come on, Marcus. You and what you got to say?
Marcus said he don't want to talk about the Wizards.
I totally agree with my man's statement.
I got your back, Marcus.
Real talk. I am irritated with them, but you know, Kale said something prior to what everything y'all saying is accurate. You know, I mean, everybody's point is accurate.
I'm not lying.
As a whole, you know what I mean. But
right.
one thing that I don't like about our city, and it's getting to that point where, man, these clowns have no loyalty. You know what I'm saying? No loyalty whatsoever.
To who?
To your city.
Oh, to your city. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Kevin Durant. Now I know we was talking about LeBron the other day. At least that Bama went home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least he went home.
Kale, hold on. What you say about that?
About what?
LeBron did go
about
home
LeBron.
And give his city a championship.
Yeah, he went home.
And you never heard me say anything negative.
Your phone breaking up, bro.
I'm giving him his props for that. I gave him much props for that.
Okay.
And
okay.
Did he come home alone?
It don't matter. He went
no.
home.
Regardless of what he was coming home to, you know what I'm saying? Regardless.
Right.
It shows a lot. I'm telling you, like, being from this area and growing up here, man, regardless of what you have in your surroundings, man, you got to adapt to what you got. And sometimes you can build. If we had Kevin Durant, you could build with Kevin Durant. You could build around him just like you can build with
people would want to come. People would want to come if Kevin Durant was here. I get you.
You know, and it's just at the same time
Kevin Durant owes. But at the same time, Kevin Durant doesn't owe the Wizards anything, man.
I agree.
We just talking about the city, Kale.
I'm just talking about what's in these players, man. You know what I'm saying? As a whole, what's in them?
And people
coming from our area. You know, I'm just kind of piggybacking off of what you said. You know,
right?
It's only a couple people that really want to come home and represent at home. Everybody else want to go somewhere else and play because they want a ring. They don't want to make their organization great. They don't want to make their city great. They want to just go get a ring. They want to get
right.
a championship.
Right. Right.
Right.
Mhm.
Well, don't people go to work to move up and do better?
They do.
That is true.
Your home. Well, on that,
LeBron left his home when he saw they wasn't going nowhere.
Real talk.
Because his job, he wanted to go better. He wanted to be management. He was tired of being a regular worker.
Yeah.
And he left.
Yeah.
He still came home. That's all I'm saying.
He did. And he brought what? 2/3 of that starting five with him?
But Kevin, let me say this. Now, what if LeBron was from D.C.? Right?
What if he was what?
From D.C.
Okay.
And if he was from D.C.
Went
to Miami, got rings down there and said, well, I'm going to do it for my city. And he comes back to D.C.
And we all compare the flop team.
I'm a Bull fan, but I don't care. He brings y'all a ring, and then what?
We compare the flop king. You see, LeBron James gets, it's like Jordan rules. It's like Jordan rules. He has rules. He has his own set of rules. Kevin Durant don't get them calls. Kevin Durant don't get that extra. He don't get none of that.
Man, I don't know what game you be watching.
What? Okay.
I don't know what
so,
day you watch.
He might get some star accreditation. What we are talking about, you brought LeBron James into the conversation. I would never do
that.
Hey,
Trees, why
but
you?
Since you brought
him
into
hold
the
up,
game,
y'all.
And you didn't answer the question, Steve.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, hold on, y'all. Trees, why you keep trying to throw me out there, y'all? Why do you keep? Yes, you did. You said let Kale Trump say he get all the calls. You know what I'm saying? And you asked me what you got to say about LeBron coming back home. You try to irk me on with an argument over LeBron, y'all. You is.
I'm
what?
No, she made a point, and I'm with her on that. But LeBron came home with a whole different. It was different for him.
Yeah, he had two rings already. That's what.
And it's not even the two rings because KD got the two rings. I'm talking about what he did.
Would he have went back to Cleveland if he didn't already have rings?
No, no, he wouldn't have.
We don't know that. We don't like that. We wouldn't know that.
Okay, you're right. We can't talk hypothetically.
I don't think he would have either. He would have went to another team if he couldn't. If he couldn't have won anything in Miami.
We getting off topic here. I personally don't think he would have went back to Cleveland if he didn't have those two rings, only because he left Cleveland to become a champion. And if he wouldn't have gotten those two rings, he still would have been out there. So now we're gonna change it up real quick. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. And when we come back, we're gonna discuss the disrespectful fan in today's NBA. The disrespectful fans. And I want y'all to tell me how y'all feel about this thing, what's going on. We'll be right back, y'all.
When the scene unfolds, young girls, 13 years old, exposed to any tall, making hate. Got more fresh marks than these hoes, hollering they got rank. See Sega ain't in this new world, alter them, experimenting in at Atlanta, Georgia, United Nations overseas. Trained assassins do search and seize, ain't knocking or asking. They're coming for the dudes like me, full white trash like they. Like hugs, back in slavery, concentration camps, slaves with gas pipelines, infernos outdoors like they had back when they don't. Hitler was doing in 1945. This is who we now believe relate to all in the future. Look at the credit scene in the Constitution that in the event of a war, places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel, Mormon's Tale, until I got tight bent, still off despair. They'll say expect no worse. Fool, you should be my least worth. Helicopter swoop down and try to put missiles in mine. Who's that kicking in my window? Nobody now.
Who's that peeking in my window? Bow. Man.
Nobody.
I just want to start by saying, they had Ron Artest on today on Undisputed and First Take and every talk sports talk show they can think of. They had Ron Artest on, and the question to Artest was, do you feel bad for what you did as far as the melee in the palace when Ron Artest ran up in the stands and beat the ham sandwich out of the dude that threw the soda at him, on him.
Through the cup.
All this is over last night. Westbrook was walking to the locker room injured. A guy above him threw popcorn down to where Westbrook was walking, and the popcorn hit Westbrook in the head, face, arms, various areas of his body. Now, What's the little light skinned boy? I forgot his name already. That played for Atlanta. The Trae point guard, Trae Young. Trae Young was taking the ball out, and a guy in the second row spat over this lady. The lady, and they found out the young lady was with 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
They found out the lady was with 50 Cent. And spat over her at Trae Young. My question is, why do you guys think just banning these fans that are doing these things at their arena, their home arena, is enough? Or should they be banned league-wide everywhere? Because if New York comes here, that same fan that spit at Trae Young, he might not be able to go in the Garden, but he can go in the Capitol, whatever they name, U.S. It's got to be league-wide. And today I found myself screaming and yelling at the TV because they were saying, well, what should they do? What should they do? They take away their privilege of their home arena. Take their privilege away from every arena that is associated with the NBA. That's D-League, okay? And the NBA citywide. Take away their capability to go anywhere and watch a game. That's just the way I feel about it. Therese?
Yeah.
I think that jail time should be imposed because, do you know, spitting on somebody, that's all of your secretions. That's everything that's in your body, that like your bloodstream then went through that. Any disease could be in that. So I think that's jail time. I think that is assault. Even with the possibility that it ain't going to hurt him, but you wanted, the intent was to hurt him. So that's why you threw the popcorn. You didn't think it was funny. You thought it was going to hurt his feelings or something. You thought something was going to be hurt. You knew the popcorn wasn't going to really hurt him. But you knew if that popcorn, and he could have got around that little ring, y'all would have been fighting, and then you was going to try to sue him for hitting you. So I think Westbrook should be able to sue him for throwing the popcorn, and the Trae Young should be able to sue him, or some type of charges need to be filed. So they can set a record, let people know that we're not playing with y'all no more. Because this has gone on too long.
Yes. All right. Lou, what do you have to say about it, Lou?
That, you know, I think more disciplinary action needs to be taken. I mean, because, you know, it just goes on. It's happened throughout the years. You know, people spilling drinks on players and whatnot. I mean, first of all, were they even sober when they even went? I mean, because I think maybe there's something in their mind where they must have been drunk when they did it, first of all. But that's no excuse. I mean, you're there to enjoy the game. How are we going to enjoy the game with a bunch of schmucks like you who have to go out and do these ridiculous acts and ruin everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're upset that the call didn't go the right way. You got to act like a maniac and throw stuff at people or players? No, that's not what you do. I don't think just banning them from the home arena is enough. You got to ban them permanently. I think maybe, you know, the arena, people in charge of the arena, or maybe the NBA has to take more disciplinary action to keep this from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's about time to get something.
Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, I agree with everybody, man. All of the above. Thank you. Like, for real. She said it, man. Like, that's assault with a deadly weapon. Flat out.
Yeah.
When you spit on somebody, man, you deserve to get your teeth kicked out, bro. I mean, honestly, it's not a game. That's the nastiest thing you could ever do. A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth, and they lick their ass. So
yeah.
But like you said, they should be banned from every arena. you know, especially because we're talking about they stars, man. These players are stars, man. You got to protect them at all costs. And it needs more protection, you know, with your billion-dollar industry, you know, your billion-dollar team, you need to protect them and let them feel protected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, the fans think, because I'm telling you that the tickets that they got paid for that seat, I know it was in the 10,000. It had to be, because he was on the second row, right behind him. He was 50 feet was on the ground. I mean, on the court. 50 feet was on the court. Mm-hmm. The man was standing right behind them. My thing is, I don't care how much you pay for a ticket. I don't care how drunk you get. If you spit on somebody or throw something, and hit a player, they should be, one, be able to sue you. Two, you should be banned from every arena like everybody said on here. And three, you should pay a fine. You should pay a fine. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. Did you see all the stuff Ronna, listen to all the stuff that Ron Artest said he lost?
Yeah.
From that fight?
Yeah.
That was a lie. For a bad angle. And he said they were trying to lock him up. They was trying to lock them up.
Mm.
You know?
Crazy.
Like, that's a lie. For somebody to throw a cup at you, you react. And then you lose your world. You lose everything. Man.
Come on, 57.
Well, they should just let him take the guy out back and whip his butt. That's what they should do.
How did I know? That's why I saved you for last. Because I knew you was going to come out with something like that. But go ahead.
Hey, that's for real. That's how I feel about it. I mean, if you got the nerve in a crowded arena to stand up and try to spit on me or throw popcorn on me, like Tracy said, you spitting on me, that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
I should be able to exact my own justice. If I want to take you out back and whip your butt, that's what I should be able to do, because that's what you just took upon yourself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about hockey. I like the fact that hockey got glass all around the way they play.
Arena.
I like that. The arena. I like that they got glass out there. So if the fight starts, it's going to be, if the fight starts in the game, it's going to be on the floor. If it starts in the stands, it's going to be in the stands.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I think that there needs to be a little more protection for the players, especially in basketball, because basketball, they right on the court sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm just going to say this, you know, and I think I've told you guys about my situation when I was in the military and the girl spit in my direction. It didn't get on me, but it was just, it was the fact that she thought it was cool to do that that drove me crazy, that made me lose my mind. Who the hell are you to think that you can spit in my direction? You done lost your damn mind. Seriously.
Real mind.
And as Marcus said, that is assault. That is assault.
Yep.
And let's not forget, we're just getting over this COVID thing. And we're not out of the woods yet with it. Yeah, we're not where we was. We're don't spit on me. I mean, and they tried to give the, you know, excuse that, oh, well, they were probably drunk and
you know, they got to feeling good because of this and because of that. None of that justifies spitting on someone.
Mm-hmm.
None of it justifies that. Or throwing popcorn
mm-hmm.
at someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, what should the solution be? Well, just suspending them at their arena, that's not the answer. Their ass mm-hmm. needs to be suspended league-wide, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? We don't want that idiot coming down here to Washington. Philly doesn't want that. Well, you know, Philly, they're a different animal, Philly fans. They're a different animal altogether.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
These mammoths do snowballs. Time. Yeah, they do snowballs at Santa Claus. They do drinks at Clinton Porter's mother, which to me, I only ask one question. Porter's, all the money you got, why is your mother in the stands with regular people? Now, that's just me. Ain't no way in hell I'm letting my mother sit down in the stands with you regular Bama pimp. Well, Mom, nah, Mom. No. Let's bring Big mm-hmm. Boy in. Big Boy, what's happening?
Big Boy.
Hey, what's up?
How what's going on?
Hey,
did you see the popcorn thrown and they spit on Trae Young, the fans?
I saw
the
in
New York.
Okay.
My thing is, man, hey, when you do that, it ain't no fan player thing no more. You're another person that's violating me. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You got to see me. I deal with everything, all the consequences out of the fact. But you throwing stuff
right.
on me, throwing stuff at me, and spitting at me and all, nah, we're not doing that. I'm going to show you exactly why you shouldn't do that. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Because,
Trees, let
yeah.
me say this. Let me say this. To
mm-hmm.
spit in a person's direction, it don't, it,
been,
the
I,
ass
I,
whooping
I
is worse.
I've been spit on,
uh-huh.
okay? I was spit on.
But what I'm saying is, it's all equivalent. It's all equivalent to spit on me, to spit at me, to spit near me. It's all equivalent.
Fact.
Go ahead, Big Boy.
Fact.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, I've been in a situation where somebody was talking to me and it was a little bit too aggressive and spit flew out their mouth. And I had to put hands on them. Now, I'm like, I don't know if it was an accident or on purpose, but you was doing too much. That
right,
I don't play
right.
that spit thing. I don't play that spit thing
mm-hmm.
at all. And if
man,
you know somebody, you know you want them people with a juicy mouth, hey, watch yourself. Just give me a few feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do not spit on me. That's just like the ultimate insult right there. You telling me I ain't nothing. They don't even like when you spit on the ground.
Hey, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Big Boy. Did you just say if you're a person with a juicy mouth?
He said he's talking to a person with a juicy mouth. That's what he said.
Oh, my goodness. We got to take a break. We got to take a break on that one. Big Boy say all you juicy mouth bammers, get him 5'6", man. You know what I'm saying? 5'6", 3, 999. You know. Give me my space.
9, 9, 9, 3, 7, 8, 2.
Thank you, Chief. So we'll be right back.
La, da, da, da. Hey, goodbye.
Hold up. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. This is anti-auto-tune. that for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connect. My raps don't have melodies. This shit make niggas want go and commit felonies.
I'm so Brooklyn, man. Real quick, T. And Big Boy, when we grew up in the church, and we were a go to church every Sunday. And
you breaking up, bro? You breaking up? You breaking up? I only hear a couple of words. You breaking up?
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Right there. Yeah.
All right. We grew up in the church, going to church every Sunday. And one of the preachers, he had that juicy mouth that Big Boy was just talking about. And as little kids, we would like run, you know, because they would make all the children come to the altar and get prayer. So we would like run and move away and try to duck him because nobody wanted to be on his side because he was spit. I mean, I'm sure it was like a shower. It was like a shower. Big boy. Big boy, tell him.
That family look was it. Like a water sprinkler, yeah?
No,
yeah,
like one of them lawn sprinklers.
Yeah. It wasn't cool for them to make us go to the altar and get prayer, and he holds us down while we up at the front. But hey, I love my uncle, and I'm just going to say that and leave that right there. So. You know,
hey, how you just out your uncle like that though, Kev?
Well, I ain't say no name.
Yeah, you was quiet about it. You was quiet about it until right then and there. You just slipped on up.
Hey,
Lord,
don't even take no personal offense. Yep, he knew he had a juicy mouth.
So Big Boy was dunking too. I wasn't the only one dunking. Big Boy was dunking too.
Hey, look, y'all don't know who he is.
Yeah.
We got a rocker office, so he ain't out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We just followed all the church, son. We just followed all the church,
son. Hey, you know what? They ain't serving biscuit, so I ain't worried about you coming. But no, in all seriousness.
57 throwing salt in the game.
In all seriousness, though, to throw something on someone or spit at someone or on someone, that is just wrong. And there's no room in the game, no room in fandom for someone to respond and behave in that manner. It's just not right. It's not right at all. And okay, I understand we've all been, you know, away from the game that we love for a year, but the rules still apply. The rules are still the same. And, you know, Treece, you made mention of this, but I listened to all the endorsements and defensive player of the year awards and everything that Ron Artest ran down that he lost because he ran up in the stand. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but my mama taught me, I don't care who it is, male, female, whatever. If they hit you, they're big enough to be hit back.
Fact.
And true, with the female, discretion is used more often times than not. You know what I'm saying? But the fact remains that mama said when you get hit, hit back.
Fact.
You don't have to take abuse from anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take abuse from anyone. I don't care who it is. You don't have to accept that. No, you don't. You don't. And if somebody is big enough to hit you, then they're big
mm-hmm.
enough to receive a hit back.
Yeah, the same
they're
way.
They're big
or
enough
harder.
To or harder. The same way or harder. So
yeah,
I'm going to end this with the NBA needs to come up with something better than just banning these guys from these home
mm-hmm.
arenas. They should be banned league-wide. It should be more than just that one arena that they can't attend. It should be league-wide. Get their hind parts out of the game because there is no room in the game for that type of behavior. No room.
Mm-hmm.
Great, Trees. I mean, I
was with you. I was like, yeah, because, I mean, look, it's just no room for it no more. Like, stand by it. You hit me, I'm going to definitely hit you back. If I got
mm-hmm.
to run, I mean, if I got to run down on you, I'm going to hit you back. Period, point blank.
Because mm-hmm.
I just feel like, I mean, I ain't your punching bag. Don't throw nothing at me. Don't spit on me. Don't touch me if I'm not bothering you.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Hey,
and I think the players need to start suing. Sue them. Don't even respond.
Yeah.
Just sue them. And
they
have to come to your job. Because guess what? They ain't, what you going to sue them for, they don't even make probably half of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm suing you because
Debo,
I don't know what you got in your saliva.
Debo says soon as they get their... Debo say as soon as they get their hind paws whipped, they want to press charges
yeah.
and take somebody
yeah.
to court. You know what I mean?
That's why I said, don't even hit them. As soon as they jump up in your face and do whatever they do, be like, my lawyer name, da 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 da. So come on with it. Come on with it.
That is a brave and noble reaction. But I know that I can't do that.
I was spit on actually at my job, and I had to beat the
brakes. If somebody spit on you, how are you going to keep your head? If somebody
yeah.
spits your head in your face, how are you going to keep your head?
You can't catch me. You can't catch Travis. You can't. You can't.
Mm-mm.
You can't. I've been in that situation.
I've been
in that situation doing the job that I was doing. Uh-huh. And they spit in my face.
Mm.
And guess what I did? Locked down. Everybody locked down. Said, we playing them type of games, and I left that one person out. And I beat the brakes off that butt.
There you go.
That's what you're not going to do. You're not going to spit on me. You're not going to touch me. You're not going to do none of that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I will lose everything. Beating you up.
And
I will lose it.
To spit on someone, that to me is so degrading. It is so degrading.
You care nothing about me. You think I'm
mm-hmm.
the lowest.
That you would spit,
that
on
you
me.
Spit on me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. I am beneath you. You're saying... I am beneath you. My being, my person means nothing to you. And I'm sorry. I just, again, I would try my best to contain myself and to represent me with decorum and a monicum of respect. But it would be hard as hell. I'm just keeping it real. It would be hard as hell. Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of
I ain't gonna
do that. That's
before?
Some security right there.
Have you ever heard of what?
Flogging.
Flogging? What is that?
Yeah.
And
I've heard of it, but I forgot.
In certain
That's
countries, when you commit a crime, when you commit a crime,
mm-hmm.
they tie your hands up. They tie
That's
your
right.
hands up, and they bind your feet, and a bunch of people just mm-hmm. beat the shit out of you. Excuse me. Beat the hell out of you. With sticks, and whatever they get their hands on.
Certain things
require dire consequences.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is one of them.
I agree.
You know, it's just one of them. That's just too far. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Too far.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
way too
far.
For
me.
Most
yeah, and,
of us
and the thing
are
is,
down
it's going to push you to a temporary insanity moment. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that.
Yeah, because how do I expect you to stay in your right mind?
Yeah,
you know?
I would go crazy. I would think something crawling on me all the time. I would think
all
that shit is still on me. I would, you know what I'm saying? It would be no way.
Hey, listen, real talk. I have had conversations where my crazy high part done been away from the people, the person, 2 or 3 hours, and I'm still replaying the conversation in my mind. I should have said this, or I should have said that, man. You know what I mean? So yeah, I understand completely
mm-hmm.
where you're going with that. But we're going to get off of that. Kirby, I need you to get ready, baby, because you know what we coming back to. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You know exactly what we coming back to, baby.
Dominate.
Yeah.
Dominate.
Yeah.
Dominate.
You got to play some
more
Jay-Z,
bro.
What are you talking about, 49ers?
Dominate.
Oh, boy.
You know, boy. You
know
what? Everybody on mute. Everybody on mute. And Treat, you on your
right
damn
now.
Way, too. Treat, you on your way, too. Everybody on mute.
Oh, my God. Let me be quiet.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Get it from me, Kirby.
Ow!
I'm not on
the computer today. The kids are on there.
Okay. I was wondering what the hell was going on. Okay.
I've been listening to your conversation, and my philosophy is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but do it first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. well, unfortunately, in the NBA, if you do it first, you'll be the one that the charges will be pressed against. So you kind of got to sit and wait
to become the
victim.
It takes a real low-life person to spit on somebody, you know.
You know. Yes, it does.
It needs to clock clean. Yeah.
And look. Speaking of lowlife, man, Aaron Rodgers got the Green Bay front office. I said, them Bammers, they done put the whole band together, man. Everybody's singing their apology song to Aaron Rodgers, man.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that, Kirk?
Well, I don't know. I just know that it wasn't right for Terry Bradshaw not to be on that list because we were 4 out of 4 Super Bowls.
Hey, it's today, Tuesday, Kirby. Is today Tuesday? Didn't you tell me that too? You know, you got too much sunshine in the bag, Kirby. You forgetting the days, man. Today is Thursday. Too much sunshine
that
in the bag.
True. That is true. You know, my age, I can't remember. You know, a lot of things yesterday and last week, but I can still remember every play the Redskins made in, since 1969. You know,
that's why you're the historian.
yeah. Well, it sounds better than the old part, you know, being the historian. Yeah.
We don't want to call you the old fart, Kirby. I'm pretty sure someone.
We're not
sure
name calling over here.
Yeah.
I left Teresa message on Facebook. She didn't answer.
What is that?
Because I'm not in charge. Why you ain't sending a message to Kale?
A message on Facebook.
A message saying
why
what?
Why you send it to Kale?
No, a message to Therese.
Okay.
You, what? What about it?
You didn't read it.
I did, but I didn't have an answer for you. I said, why didn't you send it to Kale?
Kirby, I'm telling you, you better, you know what? Hide the bourbon, y'all. Miss Kirby, hide that bourbon. Get him away from it. He's showing off. All right, listen, y'all. We at the last 30-some minutes of this show. I want everyone, we're going to take a turn. We're going to give everybody their chance, starting with Marcus. Tell us, what do you think your team is going to do this season? Your NFL team, what do you think they're going to do? If I'm correct, it's 17 games on the schedule this year, right?
Right.
Yes.
All right, so Marcus, what do you think Washington's record is going to be?
Oh man, you gonna put me on the spot, bro. When it comes,
hey,
yeah, that's crazy, man. We got a pretty hard schedule, man. Like,
yeah,
we got an indifferent schedule, y'all. You know, so this is gonna be the year that I feel like we're not gonna come out the gate smashing like a lot of people always running their mouth saying. So I really believe we still gonna be an 8-win team. Maybe 9.
8 wins?
Yeah,
eight and nine. Okay.
Maybe 9.
Biscuit. No, 57, come on, man.
Oh, I wait for the other guy to ask.
Who is that?
I think we'll be 11-6 this year. No, 10-7. 10-7. We'll be 10-7 this year. We'll win our division. And we'll play for the AFC title to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Big boy, what you got for me?
Who is Darth Vader on the thing?
Huh? Like Marcus was saying, we got a tough schedule this season. We got a real tough schedule, but I feel as though, we're going to take it a step further than what we did last season. I'm saying we made it to the postseason last season. I feel like we're gonna make it again, and that's mainly because of, you know, some issues that have been addressed, and we didn't get worse at the quarterback position. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're gonna do a little better than we did last season. We're gonna do a little better than we did last season. I think we got 11 win season, even with the tough season we got.
You gotta be crazy.
Oh, I already know who that is. Sounding like the Joker. Hey, look, man. ain't nobody hate when you put that ridiculous number out about
Pittsburgh. I'm trying to tell you.
Ridiculous. Hey, look.
Ridiculous.
Y'all will be lucky to break 500. You'll be lucky to break 500 this season.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I'll see you challengers in the Super Bowl.
You know what? All you said just now was that we were good enough to make it. So thank you.
Pretty much.
Yes, I mean, that's all you said to me.
That diamond is slipping now. I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly. Come on, Kirby. What you got?
Well,
what you got, Kirby?
We're definitely going to win the NFC East and be in the playoffs again, and host at least one playoff game. So I'm going to go 11-6. I think we can win our last five games against the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants. That's five wins. We're gonna win our season opener. That's another win. So
we're gonna beat
Denver, and I'm gonna be at that game because I live west of Denver, and I've done checked out the tickets, and I'm gonna get me a ticket. It's week 8.
There you go.
On October 31st, Halloween. There you go,
Kirby. There you go. I'm Miss Tree. You go ahead. Let's hear about these 49ers.
Marcus,
give your outcome again, Mark.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna win 8 or 9 games. 8 or 9 games. We got a really hard
schedule. 8 or 9.
8 or 9 games, yeah.
Which one?
I'll round up 9 games.
Okay.
I do believe that we're going to win our division, though. Our defense, all we did was sew up our defense. Our defense is better than what it was. But we got depth.
Yeah.
What do you like, Mark?
Yeah.
Who I like?
Yeah. Oh, that's
Washington.
Washington Redskins. Uh-oh. I'm a Washington. You don't ever have to ask that.
Tell him, Marcus. We win.
Okay.
Just put the W
behind my name.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Now, come on, Tree. What say you about them 49?
Shit.
What is that? You guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Tree, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
57,
you still with me?
The Russians are coming.
I can't hear you.
Big boy. I hear you now. Boy, you still on?
I'm
here. You hear me?
Okay. Good. Now I'm waiting on you, man.
13-4.
Wow.
13-4. Have y'all seen our schedule while y'all laughing?
Listen,
we play Detroit,
We play Philadelphia. We play Green Bay. We play Indianapolis. We play Chicago.
Yeah, that road paint is serious, bro.
I mean, come on, win. Daddy.
I hear you, Trey. Hey, say it with your chest. Say it with confidence. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, not only did I say it with my chest, I said it with my heart.
There you go. I feel like my Washington football team, and y'all be ready for this. I see them boys being 12-5 this season, man. I see them at 12-5 because this, for the same reason that Big Boy and Marcus said, this defense has only gotten better.
Oh,
Chase Young with a year under his belt. We got rid of Kerrigan. Excuse me?
And you laughed at me with my pick?
I didn't laugh at you.
Oh, you did?
I ain't laughing at you.
It's a happy hour.
Okay.
Happy hour.
Oh, that was Marcus.
Everybody drunk.
That was Marcus.
Oh, that was Marcus. See, I mean, y'all sounded
yeah,
like you, Marcus, and Big Boy sounded like.
Oh, yeah. I was laughing. That was me. I'm sorry, Kim.
Sorry, Kim.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was my laughter.
Okay. That's noted,
hey,
Marcus.
Listen.
That's noted, too. That's noted.
Okay. And let's not forget, Washington went and got a quarterback who's not afraid to take chances, finally.
We
went and picked up a guy who's more than willing to get that ball. I was watching the Washington-Dallas game the other night, and it burned me. I mean, Alex Smith was scared to throw that ball downfield. He would not take a chance. And it got to the point where you could see with the receivers, these guys were frustrated. They were like, come on, man. You know, and nobody, because it's the NFL, and we all know, there's no position on that field more important than the quarterback. You know, these guys didn't really want to show him up. But you could see their disapproval of what Alex Smith was doing. You could see that these guys were not happy at all with his lack of enthusiasm with throwing the ball down the field. You know, real quick, Debo said he see his boy, his Seahawks going 10-7. He see his Seahawks going 10-7. Hey, that's a good number. That's a good number. We all know week 12, Washington going to be one of them 10. And they're going to be one of our 12. So, you know, we know what time it is with that. You know, it's just going to we're going to make it do what it do, baby. That's our lie. I cannot wait until the season starts. And, you know, 57, you still here?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going nowhere.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You asked the question, and I was the only one that told the truth. So I just thought I'd sit back and listen for a minute.
Oh, you're the only one that told the truth.
Yeah.
What truth was that? You like jelly or syrup on your biscuits? What, that's the truth you tell?
Ooh, yes.
Hey, look. I'm still trying to decide if I like potty meat or not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Kale,
you
know
like
Pittsburgh,
like
so. No, he
that
like
what?
Road paint.
That road paint.
Oh,
okay.
He's been working too close to the paint, man. I believe more in what Therese is talking about
with her team than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, man. It sounds like Kale asked you that question as soon as you fell off the truck. He asked you, what do you think about your team?
Yeah. It must have been the pickle truck.
No, it was the concrete truck. You tripping, bro. You fell off the concrete truck.
Whatever truck fell off, I hope that the NFL doesn't have the and it's hard for the same type of situation to go on as it is in the NBA with the fans and everything, but there is an area of the bench that is located right near the fans. So I just hope that, you know, with us being gone for as long as we have been away from the live game, because I listen, week 12, them Seahawks gonna be here, and me and my homie, we done already said we going, and I hope it's not some idiotic fan or COVID again that keeps us away from being able to go out and enjoy that game, because I want to go. There's nothing more satisfactory or satisfying than a victory that has meaning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, 57, Debo wanted to know, he said, do you think he's wrong for saying his team will go 10-7 this year?
His team is the Seahawks.
Yeah, his team is the Seahawks.
No, Seahawks will probably be 8-9 this year.
Wow. Fifty-seven ain't giving nobody but Pittsburgh double digit wins.
Yeah. Watch it.
And you haters gonna hate. And you don't even know, and he don't even know what his team is gonna even do this year. He don't have a clue.
Hey, look. Obviously you don't either, to say that ridiculous 10-7. Come on, bro.
No, that's Mark.
Oh, my bad.
I'm saying, Mark, all I'm saying is
for a quarterback, Pittsburgh has a cement mix. that's what Ben Roethlisberger has resorted to. Oh. He ain't nothing but a big ass cement mixer now. So.
With two Super Bowl rings,
what's
your quarterback got?
That was then, this is now.
What came up, Mr. Interception got? Huh? What does Mr. Interception have?
I got one more pick.
Go ahead.
Tank said 12-5.
Oh, Lord.
Tank said
12-5. Tell Tang, Peppermill, Fordsville, and Suitland was taken off of the Dallas schedule. They're not going to be playing District Heights in there.
Oh, my God.
All right,
He said that's what's up. He said for real, they are going 12-5.
Oh, so they put
Dallas,
Silver Hill
the Dallas Cowboys?
And them.
The Dallas Cowboys is going to win 12-5.
boy.
Well, hey,
hey. Boy, or is that Marcus?
I said Washington.
Okay.
I said Washington was going 12-5, so if the Cowboys go 12-5 too, that means we'll be battling each other.
Different
colors.
Okay. Yeah,
so
bro.
When I come in, we'll go ahead and do your contact. Yeah.
Yeah. I have faith in my boys. I have faith that they're going. This defense is going to show itself for real. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah, 57. You better be glad you're not on my schedule this year. 57.
I picked the Giants to win that whole division. I picked the Giants.
I expect you to. I expect you to. The way we embrace y'all.
Call it hate if you want to. Call it hate. You're still living on the past, Kale.
Huh? What? Aren't you the man that just screamed out about your two Super Bowls?
That's right.
But I can't talk about the embarrassing loss.
Kale, why you gonna say embarrassing? It wasn't embarrassing. Y'all just
You was hiding like it was embarrassing.
Hey, no, I was mad.
You
like,
did.
I was mad.
Get rid of Ben, get rid of Tom, get rid of everybody.
The water boy job was at jeopardy. You hear me? 57 say get rid of everybody.
Get rid of the offensive line.
The head coach.
I felt the same way with how you feel when the Wizards don't win. Get rid of everybody.
Well, we agree on that. So
yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That old tag on Rodman need to be blocked.
Yeah, we talking football. He gonna pass the buck, man. We all in. Man, we playing basketball.
Hey, you know what? I can't wait till the season starts. So every Tuesday, I'll be up here to be a Marcus. So I can say what you got to say then, Marcus.
Don't worry.
57.
Don't worry.
57. Debo said your energy changed for the rest of the season. After that Washington game,
hey Debo, if you can't get on the call, man, we don't need no translator.
I got my man back. He out on the grind, so I got his back. Hey, listen, and he brought up a point that I had forgot, because your whole attitude did change after y'all lost.
Well, we lost to a bunch of scrubs. Your attitude will change too.
Well, we didn't lose, and
a one-legged quarterback.
He's still tasting the morning. He is a poster boy for the morning.
Oh, y'all didn't put Big Boy alive.
Oh, Big Boy finally decided to call in.
What that say about y'all? You just said it out your own mouth, Mr. Pittsburgh, that y'all lost to a bunch of what? Bombs? And a one-legged quarterback? What's that
one-leg
saying about
quarterback.
Pittsburgh? What is
that
saying about Pittsburgh?
On that night,
look,
we
once
was
again,
not
you
the best
started
we
talking
could be.
Before you started thinking.
On that night, we wasn't the best we could be.
You started
that's
talking
all that
before
means.
You started thinking.
That's
it
all
don't
that
take
means.
Nothing but a bunch of bums and a one-legged quarterback to beat Pittsburgh.
We weren't good that night.
That's all
we
it takes.
We just weren't good that night.
Big boy, Big boy.
Yeah.
It was after Sunday dinner. So the receiver's hands was greasy and the lineman, it couldn't move. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It was after Sunday dinner. So, you know.
Yep.
Hey, look, they should have ate that pork fried rice. That's what it was. It was that pork fried rice. That's what we're going to blame it on.
Come on,
y'all,
man.
Took an L to a bunch of bums and a one-leg quarterback. Yeah, we're going to blame it on the pork fried rice.
I'm
going
to have a good year this year. I'm going to have a good year.
You know what?
Big Ben's
I told
Big
Marcus
Ben's
that
was
good. Hey, 57. Do the women in Pittsburgh got teeth?
Hey, look. Marcus is told
right
you get up in the way.
Marcus, no offense, Marcus, to your mom and
Marcus
your sister. I love them dearly.
Keep them up that way.
Man, well, you know, and what did he do? He moved on down here, man. He came down here where all the women got teeth.
Hey, my G, I was born here. I was born here.
Mm.
Oh man!
I'm a
Washington Tony. I was born at Providence Hospital, brother.
Oh man!
Well,
yeah,
I'm not
damn 57. You're not a Washingtonian.
Hey.
No, I'm not.
I don't
care. I'm sorry. I wasn't born here.
Oh.
57.
Well, don't worry about it. I will.
57 is super salt, man. I'm trying to tell you, he is Morton all day. 57, you should change his name to Morton.
Hey, look. You're trying to build a reputation on the victory you got on my team.
No.
That's
did
your
you,
highlight
did
your
you,
fame
did,
right now.
Listen,
if anybody said, what you did in the last 10 years, we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. That's the best thing
you
got going for
you.
You get I live in Maryland.
Your name now, 57.
Yeah. Right around the corner. Right around the corner
Morton.
From your stadium.
Iodine.
Morton Salt.
You stay
right
salt.
Around the walking distance. Walking distance
I'm
from your sorry. From your sorry ass.
Man.
I'm sorry. Your sorry field.
Hey, you know that salt
in the corner.
Hey, listen,
Mark.
Hey, his mouth is clammed up right now
I
from all that salt.
Right around the corner
look, as you
from
talk,
where y'all
take
get buried
water,
every
bro.
Sunday.
Take,
I can live right around the corner
water.
From where y'all get buried every
sip.
Sunday.
Hey, my brother.
FedEx.
Hey,
well,
hey,
guess
hey,
what?
FedEx.
Well, last season we turned Heinz Field into a cemetery.
Did y'all win a game after hours? Nope.
They what?
Did y'all win a game after Washington gave y'all that ass whooping? Did y'all win a game after that?
Absolutely not. Mm. Hey, man, Hold on.
I'm going to drink
some water
first.
I'm living in the present.
I don't want to know how you feel.
I'm living in the present. I'm living in the present.
Okay. So we ain't going to hear nothing else about them.
We're not going to hear anything else
about this Super Bowl, 57. You're living in the present. so we're not going to hear anything about this Super Bowl anymore.
I ain't going to say that, Kale. I ain't going to say that.
But you're living in the present, dog.
Now he's going to be Jeremy Jackson, whatever you done for me.
Hey, Kale. I reserve the right to be a hypocrite when I want to.
So I see. You know what I mean?
The thing is a mess.
Marcus, I'm glad you got away from Pittsburgh, man. I'm glad you got away from Pittsburgh before that stank got on you, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's on him. It's on him.
Listen,
it's
bro.
On him.
Listen. Yeah, this guy is tripping, man.
He wallering in it.
Definitely tripping, man.
That's right. I got all the Pittsburgh stank on me. I ain't trying to deny it.
For the talk. And an old
yeah, I ain't trying to deny it.
And an old
yes, he does.
He living in the present, with him, and he presently
Marcus,
got
let me
a,
ask you a question, Marcus. You want to talk about our old quarterback? What do you have, Mr. Interception? What do you have, sir?
Who?
Mr. Interception?
That's all Fitz.
Who you
did?
You come on, Fitz. You come on,
nah,
50, right?
Man.
We got defense. We got a defense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go out there and score some points.
Questions? We got a defense.
Yep. They're going to go out there and score some points for you, Mark. I'm with you, though, bro.
They do. They actually do score points. That was big boy, but they actually defense wins games,
that
bro.
That was big boy. That's
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was big
defense,
boy, my bad.
But
I'm
away, got his back. But I got his back.
Y'all sound alike.
Chiming in. We got a defense. Did you hear that, sir? Do you know who it is? We got a defense.
Face
on.
Who is your defense?
Then we added some things to the offense. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah. What y'all put another stripe on your helmet or something?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, man. He running out of stuff to talk about, y'all.
Yeah.
Running out of stuff to talk about, y'all.
You said you added something to your offense. What was it? I ain't seen it. His pack.
Quarterback, offensive lineman, and receiver.
Offensive line.
And tight end.
Yeah, big tight end.
Offensive line.
Big
receiver.
Big guy.
Tight end. Oh, you ask, I'm telling you. Offensive line, receiver, tight end.
If I remember correctly.
We already had the running backs.
If I remember correctly, the Jaguars just went out and got the best tight end in the game, Tebow. So who did y'all get?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, you know what? You are about to be disqualified from talking football anymore, 57. Think Bama said, hey, listen. Think Bama said, Tebow. He got to be trying to be funny, y'all. He got to be cracking. That was a joke, right?
He said, Tebow, 8 years out the league.
That was a funny right there.
Boy.
We know.
He trying to divert that heat up off of them Pittsburgh Steelers. He trying to divert that heat, y'all, coming with them little jokes. Because everybody know. My granddaughter know that Tebow ain't nothing. You hear me?
Hey,
and she don't even watch football.
Trevor Lawrence gets hurt. Who going to go in the game? Who going to be the quarterback?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And you know what? I can't even argue with you on that. I can't argue that point. I cannot. Yeah. Urban Meyer is something that's sticking in his craw more than him being able to prove to people that Tebow can play quarterback. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. It would not surprise me at all.
Right.
So.
See, every now and then I can say something that's relevant too. See, I do it.
You really didn't, though.
You all point.
It makes you blink.
Relatively,
it makes
you
blink.
All right, y'all. All right. We're going to, at this time, thank everyone. Thank everyone that called in and said they peace. Miss T, come on, give it to us, baby.
You know, it's been a lot of violence going on in the NBA. So we're just going to pray for everybody that was involved in that. We're going to pray for Ted because he's not feeling well, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Well, with that being said, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys for calling and supporting us. We really do appreciate it. So tell somebody about Kale's Corner, and then tell them to tell somebody about Kale's Corner, and give them this 999-3782. Tell them to call in on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 and 7. We are always here on the corner. Thanks, Kale.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I'm going to reemphasize the fact to you all. We thank you guys, man, because we know for real, y'all had a choice and y'all chose us.
Yep.
And we want you to know that we chose you. We choose you guys. Thank you for making the show what it is and keeping up the fun. My man 57, Marcus, Big Boy, Debo, Kirby with his, I don't know what Kirby was on tonight, y'all, but we going to put Kirby on our prayer list, too. My man Tang in the background doing his thing. Happy birthday, bruh. Happy birthday, bruh. And listen, and we going to celebrate that, y'all, to the 30th or 31st, but then one come first. We going to make sure that we celebrate your birthday. Big Boy, my twin, to the end. Yeah, I tell him out more than a friend. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll check y'all next Tuesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey. motherfucker.